This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome back. This is Plainly Down a Rabbit Hole, the podcast that hopes to thrill you with some new information and you go scurrying off onto the internet or through books, if you can get hold of them, learn more. Well, the last time that we were doing a podcast, Lou, we said we basically needed a bit of a holiday, a bit of a change. Now, I think this is taking things a little too far. I didn't mean that. Clearly, you haven't been to Hawaii. Here we are in lockdown. Hello, everybody. We are recording. We're from our individual homes. We're currently doing a Zoom session. So I've talked to Lou a bit over the past few weeks. And when we talked about the podcast and what to do, I think we were both probably in a bit of two minds about what subject to take on. But eventually, it became obvious it had to be about COVID-19 or the lockdown or something, because at the moment it feels like there isn't really another topic. and not to do so would be a bit weird.
Yeah.
Like we're not quite part of society somehow. So, yeah, we are going to talk about it. I'm sorry if you're utterly sick with the topic. Bear with us. And I hope maybe we'll have a different spin on things. Possibly not. I don't know. We'll see how we go. So we're both, though, doing it in kind of different ways, I think, because of our life situation. So, Lou, would you like to explain how you're coping with lockdown, what it's like for you?
Okay, I have my two children at home. It's just the three of us in the house, and my ex lives close down the road in a house by himself. So the children are allowed to go between the houses, and I get time by myself, which I am very, very grateful for. And I also have plenty to keep me busy during the week when the kids are here with me. Which I am also really grateful for. I am busy outside working in my garden, and I'm also painting my house, which I got all done before lockdown started. Yeah, so that's me. And what about you, Jane? What's your situation?
Well, I have to say, and I want to do this kind of gently because it's almost a difficult thing to admit, but I'm having a ball. And I think that's difficult because I know a lot of people are not. And they're really, this is tough times.
It's a different podcast. I think that guilt for ourselves for when we are enjoying life when others aren't, I don't think that we should really necessarily feel guilty because we're enjoying life. We can acknowledge other people's pains, but I hope you don't feel guilt for too long.
No, not guilty as such, but just aware that there's a lot of people doing it really tough.
Yes.
Actually, that brings me on to a link. I've actually got a link.
Oh, you clever girl.
I remembered that this show is supposed to be about links. So this one is about the lockdown, and it's from the BBC. It's a series of programs called The Briefing Room, and they've made three or four, something like that, programs so far on this topic from various angles. And so I've been listening to them, and I recommend them. They're very interesting. The one that really particularly grabbed me was the psychological effects of lockdown.
Oh, interesting.
And so one of the things in there was some very recent research that's been done, presumably in England, about how people were faring out there in lockdown. And they found that 15% of respondents were having problems of various types. Another 14%, while things weren't too bad, they actually expected their situation to get worse. But there was a staggering 25% of respondents who were just fine and sort of even responded, well, yeah, as long as you want to keep us locked down, we're fine.
Wow.
So I'm not alone. And when they looked at the demographics of the different groups there, they found that it was mostly generational. So
who was the happiest?
Yeah, the older people, like myself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Even though we're the most vulnerable group, actually when we're in lockdown, we're coping quite well. And there may be really easy reasons why this is so. So for example, if you're on a pension, you haven't got that worry of where the next money is coming from. It's the same as it was before lockdown. You probably haven't got children at home to care for and all the frustration that that must bring. And also, I think, well, this is my assessment, not necessarily out of the report, but I think as well, there's life experience that one thing as you get older, you certainly realise because you've been through so many things that nothing lasts forever.
Yes.
And so there's a sense of, well, yes, this is catastrophic, this is awful, etc., but it won't last forever.
Yes.
It will change again and hopefully for the better. Mind you, they won't be the same. I think that's something else that we might talk about at some point.
I think that's a really good point. I like the fact that temporary discomfort can be managed, especially if you have been through discomfort and troubles and struggles in your past. You learn through hard times that they pass and you can manage.
Okay, thanks, Lou. Let's have a piece of music. This is Charlie Cunningham with a song called Permanent Way.
Would you give one more day if you're able alive, wander before before they clear. One more place at the table I've wandered. A penny for your foes. So many fall before they reach the shore.
Looking at the psychological aspects of it, it really depends on what your home life is like.
I think there's two, broadly speaking, there's two groups of people that are probably finding this really tough. There's the ones that...
small children at home.
I was actually thinking the ones who have got financial problems. You know, they've lost their job or their small business is now crashing, or they might lose their job, or they can't pay the mortgage, that kind of thing. The sort of financial worries are ongoing, even after lockdown. I think they're probably finding it really tough. And the other group are those who have certain problems. So people who have underlying mental health issues, or they have had in the past, particularly anxiety, that may well, in fact, the research shows that that can be exacerbated in a situation like this. And people as well who are living with others that their relationships are perhaps not the best, or they're in cramped situations.
Yes.
Things like that, I think that's that they're probably really struggling. Particularly the longer we carry on in lockdown.
Let's have a shout out to all those people. May you have a good day today, and our hearts go out to you.
Yes, and that as well, that there certainly is at least some support out there. You know, try to get on your phone, go and barricade yourself in your bathroom, insist upon some privacy. If you've got a bit of an outside area, maybe take your phone out there and ring someone, ring a friend, ring support agencies as well.
The number that you can call is Need to Talk 1737. Free call or text anytime. Let's have some more music. This is one of my all-time favourite artists, Joni Mitchell, singing Chinese Cafe Unchained Melody.
girl of my childhood games. This kid's nearly grown and gone. Like our mothers did now when we were those kids' age. Nothing lasts for long. Nothing lasts for long. Nothing lasts for long. Don't the Chinese cafe.
Is there anything that you want to say about the positives out? Have you had any positives out of this, or really, no, you haven't? Thanks.
Positives for me, I would say my top one would be taking time to wind down. I tend to run around a bit too much in a day, and I'm forced to stay at home. And sitting with winding down, and I feel better for it. Your comment about people with mental illness that have a tendency towards anxiety,
yeah.
I think that maybe I tend along that line, and my anxiety has been greater over this time. My business has dramatically changed as an Airbnb host. I will have to reinvent myself, which is not something that I wanted to do this year. It will mean a big change in my life. Yeah, I'm scared about more disaster. And I noticed that my anxiety level is higher. I heard an alarm go off this morning when I was outside, and I thought, it's a tsunami. You know, it's kind of where my head's at. So I need to be mindful of that and be kind to myself and try and move away from those negative, those things that can interrupt my life and make a negative impact. So if I can be aware of that, I can move in a positive direction, trying to mitigate.
Okay. I agree with you about slowing down. Not that I particularly slow down. But then I was already quite slow.
No, I don't think so. You've got your hand in many different things.
But I think I've heard other people say that that has been a positive thing in their lives. Because a lot of people, of course, live, you know, they get up in the morning, it's get ready, go to work, busy all day at work, come home, quick meal, spend a bit of time with the kids, turn on the telly, exhausted, fall asleep in front of the telly, go to bed, do it again. Repeat, repeat, repeat. And having this time where maybe they're not working can be, you know, beneficial just to slow that down and to think, so what are my priorities in life?
I find that when the children are away, I can do that, but when the children are here, I don't actually get the mental space to do it.
Indeed. Oh, yeah. That's understood. Yeah.
Let's have a final piece of music. This is something that we can get up and dance to as well. It's also kind of for my son, who's working extremely long hours in a desert. This is the Afro-Celt sound system with Desert Billy.
So thanks everybody for listening. I don't know what you might have got from this at all. There'll be a few links on Facebook, but I hope you've had a bit of fun listening to us ramble on and pass a bit more of lockdown. I wish you all the very best. Please stay safe and sane. We will be back in 2 weeks. We might still be talking about this because I just think, you know, I can't, my brain has trouble figuring on anything else for very long, but we'll see. If you've got any comments though that you wish to make or any suggestions, please go to our Facebook page, Plainly Down a Rabbit Hole, and let us know. That would be great to hear from somebody, anyone. So here comes the music, Lou. Can you hear it?
No. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.